Welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today. I know this is Labor Day, and I really hope if you're able to take some time off, you've had a great, great weekend spending time with family and friends. Today on the podcast, I want to ask this question. How do you face the fears that keep you from becoming the believer that God wants you to be? I've heard it said before that we'll never come closer to God than our fear will allow us. And so if we want to be a person that has great faith, we have to face the fear in our life. There's going to be fear. There's always going to be things that we're afraid of, but you can face it just like David did in the Old Testament. So today I want to talk about three ways that you can face the fear in your life. And they all come out of the life of David from 1 Samuel chapter 17. Number one, the first way to face fear is to remember how God has helped you in the past. Remember how God has helped you in the past. In 1 Samuel 17, verse 37, David basically says this. He says, "The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine." See, David had a past record of how God had worked in his life. When you remember how God has helped you in the past, what it begins to do is it gives you confidence and it gives you greater faith for the future. So one is to remember how God's helped you. Two is to use the tools that God's given you. Use the tools that God's given you. King Saul tried to give David his own armor, but if you remember the story, it just didn't fit. It was way too big. It didn't work out. Instead, here's what it says in verses 39 to 40. It says that David picked up five smooth stones from a stream and he put them in his shepherd's bag. Then armed only with the shepherd's staff and sling, he started across the valley to fight the Philistine. See, David didn't wait till he had the perfect weapon. He didn't wait until somebody else gave him another weapon. And I would say that for us as well. Don't wait for something you don't have. There's never going to be enough money. There's never going to be enough education. There's not going to be the right connections. If you wait for the perfect circumstances, it's never going to happen. So don't wait for them before you step out on faith. Instead, use the tools that God has already given you to face your giants with confidence. So remember what God's done in the past. Number two, use the tools that God gives you. Then here's the last one for today. Number three, expect God to help you for his glory. So David stormed the battle and he said this in verses 45 and 46. "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty. This day the Lord will hand you over to me and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." David charged ahead. He was expecting. He believed that God was going to show up. Why? Because David wasn't fighting for himself. He was fighting for the honor of God. Here's what I would say to all of us today. What God calls you to do, he's going to enable you to do, and he's going to give you the power to do it. So my encouragement today for all of us is to follow David's example. Remember how God's helped you in the past. Use the tools that God's placed and given to you and expect God to help you for his glory. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. I hope you'll join us back here tomorrow on the Weekday Podcast. Pastor Benj jumps back in for the next episode and it's super powerful. It's super encouraging. So until then, I hope you have a great day and we'll see you soon.